You're listening to the Closing Market Report. This is Dave Dickey. Joining us now with a look at agricultural weather is Mark Russo from Earth Risk Technologies Incorporated in Chicago. Good afternoon, Mark.
Hey, good afternoon, Dave.
I want to start down under in South America and ask you whether some of the driest areas around Paraná and Mato Grosso do Sul, those kind of places, are going to see any precipitation soon.
Yes, Dave, we feel that they have great opportunities to receive rainfall in what's few and far between isolated dry pockets in areas of Brazil. It's kind of a, this time of year, you know, there's always some pocket or two that hasn't received as much rainfall as other areas. And even with, and from a macro standpoint, overall the pattern is quite favorable here for rain development. So even those dry pockets will have numerous opportunities coming up. And that's not only across Brazil, but down into, well, far southern Brazil, and then also Paraguay, Uruguay, Argentina. Overall, the pattern across South America, looking ahead, just features a lack of any kind of ridging of high pressure over interior South America. So as long as that pattern continues, there will continue to be rain producing frontal systems crossing the region, and that will also mean a lack of heat across the region as well.
Do the models show that there is any potential for some high pressure ridges in northeastern Brazil anytime soon?
No, not at the present time here, Dave. And, you know, in some years, we can see the development and establishment of a strong ridge of high pressure across interior South America, and that is certainly not the case this year. We haven't seen that occurred really at all here. You did have that dryness back in October, which was associated with a ridge, but really since then, over the past 6 weeks, there's been nothing. And so looking ahead here, we do not anticipate that coming up over the next couple of weeks, and even for that matter, into the early part of January. Now, later in January, after the next 2 to 3 weeks, we'll have to just, you know, keep an eye and make sure that these trends here continue as we go through the, your more kind of critical yield-sensitive time frames. But really, until further notice, there's just simply no indication of any issues here developing.
All right, turn your attention to the Corn Belt, where, at least in my neighborhood, it's been quite warm, for a lack of a better term.
Yeah, and that will continue at least over the next four or five days or so. Along with that will be some storminess as well. We do see indications of a colder pattern returning kind of in the day 11 to 15 time frame here as we approach and go through the Christmas holiday and shortly thereafter. And so overall, with this pattern, we expect a gradual cooling down of temperatures, and actually by months then getting into a period of a colder than normal weather here across not only Corn Belt, but across much of the central U.S.
Thank you, Mark.
You're welcome, Dave.
Mark Russo, and he is with Earth Risk Technologies Incorporated in Chicago, Illinois. And that is today's Closing Market Report. Remember to subscribe to our free Aggie newsletter. You can do that at willag.org. Use the link in the right navigation window. This is Dave Dickey.